GM is back on top.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. General Motors and Toyota have been neck and neck in the race for global auto sales. GM has pulled ahead to regain the top spot. The company sold 2.4 million vehicles in the second quarter. Back in the first quarter, Toyota sales beat GM for the first time ever, and analysts are expecting Toyota to surpass GM in both sales and production for the full year. Good earnings powered the stock market higher yesterday. The Dow closed up 82 to 14,000. This is the Dow's 32nd record high of the year. The S&P picked up 7 points, nearly, to 1553. That's a record, too. And the NASDAQ gained 20 to 2720. Overnight, stocks in Hong Kong were up about 1%. And in Europe, the major markets are being led higher by mining companies. The markets have been troubled lately by the continuing fallout of the subprime mortgage mess. Yesterday, Fed Chair Ben Bernanke said subprime losses could reach $100 billion. And investment banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase said the worst may not be over. Ashley Milntite reports.
The market in bonds backed by mortgages has tripled since 2000. Real estate analyst Mike Larson is with Weiss Research. He says given the amount of money invested in these types of bonds, it's no wonder the pain of the melting mortgage market is so widespread. Larson says investors in these and similar securities won't see losses slow till the end of next year at the earliest.
In the worst case scenario, some funds will be practically wiped out, like we saw with the Bear Stearns funds announced this week. In other cases, they'll just be write downs, but it won't cause the entire fund to go belly up. But this is going to be a problem we'll be dealing with for some time.
Larson says things could improve if house prices go up or if interest rates were to fall so borrowers could more easily pay back their loans. But he's not optimistic about house prices, and the Fed signaled this week that it probably won't cut rates in the short term. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A board member of Dow Jones has resigned to protest Rupert Murdoch's bid to buy the company. He is German publishing executive Dieter Dotten-Holzbrink. And, as Stephen Beard reports, it's a statement about the editorial independence of the Wall Street Journal.
Von Holzbrink quit after the Dow Jones board approved Murdoch's $5 billion bid for the company. In a letter to his fellow directors, the German executive spelt out his concerns. He said he was very worried that what he called Dow Jones's unique journalistic values would suffer under Murdoch's ownership. His views echo those of a former Dow Jones director, Jim Ottaway, writing in today's Financial Times in London. Ottaway's family controls 7% of Dow's voting stock. He says Murdoch's News Corporation, which gets most of its revenue from entertainment, is not a good home for Dow Jones. The Bancroft family, which owns a controlling stake in Dow, meets on Monday to consider the bid. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Senate passed a bill early this morning to increase aid for college education. Students in the Pell Grant program will get more. They are among the poorest aid recipients. The yearly maximum for a Pell Grant would go up by more than $1,000. Now, to pay for it, senators cut $18 billion for banks to issue government-backed student loans. But the Senate bill does not cut interest rates on federally backed loans for poor and middle-class students. A House version does. A joint committee will have to reach a compromise.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by American Public Media's weekly program, Speaking of Faith. Starting July 19th, Krista Tippett explores the ethics of eating with author Barbara Kingsolver, speakingoffaith.org. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at mendedhearts.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
The final Harry Potter book goes on sale in less than 24 hours, and already it's setting records. Amazon.com received 2.2 million pre-orders globally. In the 10 years since the first book, The Potter Spell has created quite a business, not just for author J.K. Rowling. Rachel Dornhelm looks at music inspired by the Potter craze and the band Wizard Rock.
So the next song we're going to play is called Save Ginny Weasley. And For the uninitiated, Ginny Weasley is the kid sister of wizard Harry Potter's best friend, Ron. Save Ginny Weasley is one of the biggest hits by one of the biggest bands in wizard rock.
Are you scared to walk through the hallways? Are you worried that the spiders run away?
The two-brother band, Harry and the Potters, started writing their songs 5 years ago and popularized a new musical category, rock based on Harry Potter. Now they have the same number of fans on MySpace as the indie band Wilco.
We've got to save from the basilisk.
This summer, they're performing in 70 cities, from New York clubs to the Omaha Public Library. One of the brothers, 28-year-old Paul DeGeorge, realized he could make enough to cover rent and food and was able to quit his job as a chemical engineer 2 years ago. The band sells T-shirts, CDs, and some more creative merchandise.
A couple of years ago, we started carrying toothbrushes that say, like, Harry and the Potters rock the plaque off, or Scourgify your smile. That's the cleaning spell, is Scourgify.
There are now more than 200 wizard rock bands. Six are touring this summer, including Draco and the Malfoys. They sing songs from the perspective of orphaned Harry's nemesis, Draco Malfoy.
My dad is rich, and your dad is dead. My dad is rich, and your dad is dead.
Those cheeky lyrics aside, the co-producer of the film Wizard Rockumentary, Mallory Schuyler, says wizard rock is all about fan magic. She says no one would have listened if it came from a media giant.
It would have been considered gimmicky and a bastardization of the character, but because it has been started by all these creative kids and young adults and has grown as an underground community, that's what makes it so special and has made it successful.
I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.